All right, thank you very much for that introduction and to all of you for coming to our session this afternoon. As mentioned, I'm going to be presenting on the State Indicator Report on Fruits and Vegetables that was released out of the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity, or DNPAO, at CDC. And before I get started, I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'd like to begin by briefly providing the context for this report. The mission of DNPAO is to lead strategic public health efforts to prevent and control obesity, chronic disease, and other health conditions through regular physical activity and improved nutrition by addressing six principal target areas, among those including increasing the consumption of fruits and vegetables. Our division has released four reports that consolidate behavioral, policy, and environmental indicators by topic area, including breastfeeding, fruits and vegetables, physical activity, and an upcoming report on the children's food environment. It is well known that a diet high in fruit and vegetable intake reduces the risk of leading causes of death, including heart disease, stroke, some cancers, chronic lower respiratory disease, and diabetes. And also, fruit and vegetables play a vital role in weight management. However, despite these benefits, fruit and vegetable consumption continues to remain low among Americans. To compile current national and state data on fruit and vegetable consumption, along with policy and environmental supports, we created the State Indicator Report on Fruits and Vegetables. This socio-ecological model, which was published in an article by Dr. Mary Story, shows factors which interact on multiple levels to influence dietary decisions and can also aid in identification of successes along with areas for improvement in order to cultivate healthy eating among Americans. The indicator report primarily covers the two outer layers of this model, as the focus of DNPAO has shifted from solely individual level strategies to approaches in the physical and macro level environments. The indicator report provides information on two types of indicators. The behavioral indicators profile the extent to which adults and adolescents, both nationally and at a state level, meet objectives for fruit and vegetable consumption as derived from Healthy People 2010. The policy and environmental indicators, policy and environmental supports for fruit and vegetable consumption are the policy and environmental indicators, and compared to individual level approaches, have the potential to reach a larger proportion of the population. We are planning to publish this information on a regular basis throughout the next decade in order to monitor progress in these areas, both national and at a state level. For inclusion in this report, an indicator had to represent a promising area within the physical and macro level environments of the socio-ecological model, and in addition, data had to be measurable, widely available for most states, from a reputable source, and obtained through transparent methodology. This report is designed for states to use as a surveillance tool and identifies opportunities for improvements in environmental and policy supports for the availability and affordability of fruits and vegetables, along with providing data to advocate for change. National and state action guides were produced along with this report to aid in turning the data into action. I am now going to briefly provide an overview of these indicators, starting with the behavioral indicators. As previously mentioned, they are derived from Healthy People 2010 objectives for fruit and vegetable consumption, which are for 75% of Americans to consume at least two or more servings of fruit per day, and for 50% of Americans to consume at least three or more servings of vegetables per day. The Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System and the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System use six-item fruit and vegetable frequency screeners and are the available data sources for monitoring the proportion of state residents meeting these objectives for fruit and vegetable consumption. However, the report indicators, which are obtained from frequency data, which is times per day, are different and not identical to Healthy People objectives of servings per day. The behavioral indicators for adults show the prevalence meeting objectives for fruit and vegetable consumption, both separately and combined. And this is the first time that national and state data for the fruit and vegetable consumption is presented separately. This differs from the previous five-a-day measure from Healthy People 2000, which did not separate fruits and vegetables, and as such, recommendations could be met by consuming one component per day, for example, fruit. It is important to point out, first of all, that fruit and vegetable consumption is notably low overall at a national and state level for both adults and adolescents. On a national level, 32.8% of adults consume fruit two or more times per day, with a state range of 20.5% to 41.6%. On a national level, 27.4% of adults consume vegetables three or more times per day, with a state range of 22.4% to 37.8%. The behavioral indicators for youth are similar as those for adults, and likewise, fruit and vegetable consumption is low, as nationally 32.8% meet objectives for fruit consumption, and 13.2% of adolescents meet objectives for vegetable consumption. The policy and environmental indicators that are in this report represent three different types of strategies for improved fruit and vegetable consumption, including the availability of healthier food retail in communities, the availability of healthier foods and nutrition services in schools, and food system support. One measure of access to fruits and vegetables in neighborhoods is the percentage of state census tracts that have typical healthy food retailers, including supermarkets, large grocery stores, and fruit and vegetable markets located within 1/2 mile of their boundaries. Secondly, state-level policies or laws that support access to healthy food retail have the potential to increase fruit and vegetable consumption and were compiled for states from 2001 to 2000 through most of 2009. These policies include supporting the building of new supermarkets in underserved areas, equipment upgrades to existing stores, and promoting fruits and vegetables at stores through point of decision prompts. Support could include financial incentives such as grants, loans, or tax credits, as well as technical assistance. Farmers markets, as you know, can be one way to augment fruits and vegetables obtained from retail stores. The number of farmers markets per 100,000 state residents provides a broad estimate of the availability of fruits and vegetables from farmers markets as adjusted for population variation. Farmers markets can also act as important venues for low-income individuals and families by allowing those who participate in federal-funded assistance programs administered through USDA to have increased fruit and vegetable access. The percentage of farmers markets that accept electronic benefits transfer, or EBT, is an indicator of the availability of farmers markets to individuals or to participants in the SNAP, or formerly known as food stamp program. Also, other individuals using debit or credit cards can have access to fruits and vegetables in these venues. Along these lines, the percentage of farmers markets that allow purchases through the WIC Farmers Market Nutrition Program is an estimate of the availability of this important source of fruits and vegetables to women and their children in the WIC program. Nationally, 72% of census tracts have healthier food retailers located within 1/2 mile of their boundary, with a range across states of 56% to 84%. 8 states have supportive state-level policies for healthier food retail. There are 1.7 farmers markets per 100,000 U.S. residents, with a range across states of 0.2 to 10.5 per 100,000. 7.6% of farmers markets accept EBT, with a range across states of 0 to 50%. And 28.2% of farmers markets accept farmers market nutrition program coupons, with a range across states of 0 to 94%. The next two indicators focus on schools and are important, as schools are in a unique position to model and reinforce healthful eating behaviors. The first indicator is the percent of middle and high schoolers that offer fruit, and not including juice, and non-fried vegetables as competitive foods. And this data was obtained from a survey of middle and high school principals. And this does not include food that is sold as a part of the reimbursable school meal program, but is rather food that is sold in vending machines, snack bars, or school stores. Farm-to-school programs can improve access to fruits and vegetables in the school setting and can also facilitate education services about nutrition and food production. The next indicator is the existence of state-level legislative policies for farm-to-school, which shows the support for program creation, expansion, or maintenance of programs within the state. This policy data was likewise collected from 2001 through most of 2009 and includes policies that support any part of a farm-to-school program, including procurement of local produce, school gardens, and staff training. The average percentage of middle and high schools that offer fruits and vegetables as competitive foods is 21%, or 1 in 5, with a range across states of 0 to 39%. 21 states have state-level policies for farm-to-school. A systems approach to food considers the many factors involved in getting fruits and vegetables to the consumer, including aspects of food production, processing, and distribution, along with the multiple participants in the system, including farmers, governments, consumers, purchasers, and communities. The percent of cropland acreage that is harvested for fruits and vegetables provides a broad indicator of domestic fruit and vegetable input into the system and can also be a source of locally procured produce. A food policy council or a related coalition is a multi-stakeholder organization that supports policy and environmental change for the improved food environments. Collaborative efforts of members can aid communities in increasing fruit and vegetable access through encouraging the improvement of retail stores and supporting farm-to-institution programs, among other things. The indicator report provides data on state and local food policy councils. Nationally, 2.5% of states' cropland acreage is harvested for fruits and vegetables, with a range across states of 0 to 42.9%. 20 states have state-level food policy councils, and there are 59 local food policy councils around the country with a range of 0 to 14 per state. The September 2009 launch of the Indicator Report attracted considerable media attention, with approximately 25 press interviews conducted, and was also timely with the rollout of the new WIC food package, which now includes vouchers for the purchase of fruits and vegetables. That was just 2 days after the release of our report. And this slide is a snapshot of an article released in the USA Today of the Indicator Report and highlights overall trends in fruit and vegetable consumption. Considerable state-level attention was given to the report, and in addition to the repurposing of the AP article in various state news sources, we were aware of 11 states with state-specific press releases or spotlights. This slide shows an example from Indiana, and Indiana provided, throughout their various news sources, we learned of their concern for the fact that a very small number of farmers markets in the state had EBT access, despite the growing number of farmers markets, and some of the news sources profiled what the state was beginning to do to address that problem, and interviewed the state nutrition coordinator along with general consumers and a farmer's market coordinator. An online usability survey was conducted to assess the usage of the Indicator Report, and from this we obtained a broad range of responses of how the report was being used among the general audience, from improving personal dietary intake, also from a mom who wanted to create healthier meals for her children, and to inform evaluation of school meals. We were particularly interested in responses from individuals who are working at the state or local level. And some highlights included plans to use the data from the Indicator Report to promote consumption of fruits and vegetables in daycare centers or after-school programs, to plan a community intervention project, to bring fruit and vegetable programs into schools, and to influence food policies at the city level. And a review of the Indicator Report website activity at the end of October showed that the website had been viewed around 24,600 times, with a download of the Indicator Report and accompanying action guide of around 2,500 times apiece. Overall feedback suggests that the state Indicator Report on fruits and vegetables is a useful tool to inform and monitor change. I would like to first of all acknowledge Dr. Heidi Blank, who is here today, the lead on this report, along with our other co-authors, including Demia Wright, who's also here, our division's communication team, and our advisory leadership team. So thank you very much for your attention. I brought a few copies of the Indicator Report that are on the back table if you're interested. along with the accompanying National Action Guide and a few copies of a recent report released MMWR report on fruit and vegetable consumption. So thank you very much for your attention.